In the deepest recesses of the sand cult's complex, which dips beneath the sands of the desert, there's the Cum Witch's Chamber, and that's where you're headed today. It is one of the most magically infused places, and she is one of the most magically infused inhabitants of the entire complex. Having won out the right to bear a magically infused cock for breeding all the other witches, she never lets anyone forget just what it can do to the body and mind. But she's also a developer of sensual tools, magical spells for increasing libido or sensitivity, and a thousand other ways of feeling good. The fact that you can regularly make it to her chamber means no one else stands in your way anyway. Unless you were going to walk into the queen's room, there's not a single person there stronger than her. It would be a waste of their day for a typical cultist to get knocked out. When they use magic on you, it turns them on. The same is true for the Cum Witch, but she's a little more open about it, and her job involves fucking anyway. Whereas the other witches often have to travel, or soak their magical potions into the dunes. If you were to confront one of the ordinary witches, then when they were done casting spells on you, they'd probably want to have sex, and end up fucked into a stupor. So they mostly get out of your way. You make your way to the back of the complex, to her lab. It's cool down here. There is actually a tunnel leading out through an illusion-covered screen, which allows cool air to blow down, a desert breeze magically enhanced. Some of the initiates prepare to assail you, but several of their more experienced sisters shake their heads and tell them no, don't get in the champion's way, unless they want a lovely fuck and to be useless about their duties. And given that they do want that, their sisters drag them away. The curtain into the Cum Witch's classroom, for it is a classroom, complete with desks and blackboard and bookshelves and even a small couch for taking naps. The door into her lab is covered with a beaded, gorgeous curtain. And along the walls of the room are pillows and places to sprawl and relax, unwind. Often used by the initiates after they've been fucked senseless in a breeding attempt. She has a mane of long blonde hair falling onto dark brown skin, making a gorgeous contrast, and her knowing smile lights up when she sees you. Ah, my favorite test subject has returned. She's wearing some gauzy robe that covers nothing. Her breasts are huge, as big as the four breasts that the cultist initiates have put together. Those truly massive H-cups bounce when she turns, her nipples several inches long and, you know, capable of giving off magically infused fluids of various sorts. Between her legs is yet another fluid dispenser, her 11-inch long cock, which is standing up hard. It wasn't when you came in. It was hanging, flaccid, under a gauzy, purple strip of fabric. But now it's standing up, pushing that fabric out of the way. She gestures at the large front desk in the room, which is mostly structured like a classroom. So this would be the instructor's desk. There's no one else there except her, which is unusual. Usually one of the cultists is fucked silly and laid over one of the desks. There's no one there except you and her. And her tools. Magical sex toys, sleeves of various sorts, dildos, strap-on harnesses, and more. All of them are inscribed with runes that glow in a variety of colors. I have one I need to test, she says, purring as she comes closer and runs her hand over your body. I could use a partner. Unfortunately, the growth spells I was using before tended to leave their subjects broken. And given that I know you can tell when something like that is being used, I became very proud of my research into non-destructive growth and shrinking spells. This is in fact a contest. I'm thinking that maybe when new Cum Witches are proven, they'll use tools like these. It can fasten to a cock or clit as one pleases. Though by the end of the exercise, whatever equipment you have will probably be rather larger. That's the whole point. She holds it up. It looks like an onahole, a simple sex sleeve, a hole at each end. The inside seems self-lubricating, and the strings of purple and green runes running over it flash as she turns it in the candlelight. It is a contest. Once we each slip it on, we'll thrust and fuck and make out. And the more turned on you get, the bigger your equipment gets. The more turned on your partner is by you, however, the more they shrink and you grow. So the trick is to get turned on by wanting me, without being turned on by me flashing these. She bounces her tits. Or this. She slaps her flank, making her ass jiggle. Or anything else I say or do. You have to be turned on by you, your raw sexual energy, the same thing we use to fuel our spells. So draw on your reservoir of internal horny and try to beat mine with it. The toy jiggles in her hand. She lowers it down, as if to show she's going to go first, take the first bite, as it were. And she pushes the tip of her huge cock. You see her orange-sized balls swell and contract against the base of her dick. The shaft is veined, dark brown skin sliding into that sleeve. But despite how big she is, and despite the fact she slides it until she's right at the base, there still seems to be plenty of room in the sleeve. Plenty of room for you to slide inside alongside her. You think that the tip of her cock might just rub against yours, but the sleeve would stretch, and you'd both be able to be in there and rub against each other, frotting inside the sleeve. Ooh. It's a mental exercise to train apprentices. Surely it's far beneath your notice, far beneath your level. She reaches out and runs her hands over you. You might even beat me, considering how turned on I am just looking at your body. Her cock swells in answer, and you see it shrink a little bit until it's 10.5, maybe, inches in there. It could still somehow touch you if you thrust inside. Some dimension-bending quality of the sleeve, but you are consciously aware that she shrank when she let herself be turned on by you, instead of by her own innate libido. This might be a fun game. You'll just have to get turned on by your desire to dominate her, instead of by how much she's trying to turn you on. If you let her tease you, you'll shrink. And if you tease her, you'll grow. It just naturally applies. It just naturally supplies the information. And you know it can suction. Oh, you don't even have to thrust into it. The nearest aperture of the device is suctioning onto you. Sucking on you like lips, fastening around your most sensitive bits, pulling you against the toy. And there is a sensation of great suction, of something more being pulled out of your body. You're being pulled into the sleeve, which means you can feel the head of her cock rubbing against you, as if she were grinding it right on you. You're rubbing against her, in a well-lubricated squeezing package, because just rubbing against her cock would be enough. Just rubbing against that massive, inflated, pleasurable member would have given you pleasure. You're rubbing against her inside a device made to give you pleasure. The sleeve squeezes. The sleeve sucks. It sucks and works on you. You could just hold this toy near yourself and it would suck you in, work you over, lick you. It feels like there's a tongue inside. And she must be feeling the same, because you look at her face, she's transfixed. Transfixed on the sleeve surrounding her girthy cock. You think about her cock. You think about this as an opportunity. You could apply pleasure. You run your hands over yourself, temptingly pressing your body near. Because all that's between the two of you is that toy. You can lean forward, grasp one of her breasts, rub your thumb over her nipple, watch her groan. Not one to be outdone, she leans in, her muscled arms wrapping around you, and runs her nails up your back. You feel a tingling heat in the wake of those scratches, and then she kisses the side of your neck and just rubs her teeth against you. Not a bite, just a suckling, hickey-leaving pleasure spasm. She fastens her lips down, you hear the sucking, and you feel the sucking between your legs, the sleeve pulling. Just like before, there's a sensation of something more being pulled out of you. Thrust with me, push against me. Imagine you're pushing this onto my body. It's just that you gotta use your thighs, you gotta use your body to pleasure me. Of course, that exposes you to it, and I assure you, those soaked, lubricated secretions in there aren't just for show. They're gonna make both of us grow, even if I win the contest. And this is a contest. The more pleasure you give into, the bigger you get. As long as you're not letting me tempt you. She grabs her breasts underneath, raises them and drops them. You watch those massive jugs bounce, and your attention only goes there. She's used them as the focus of many a ritual before, and you know there are potions in there which could set you into transports of delight, ecstasy. You feel the growing between your legs. You imagine this is what her big cock must feel like. You thrust forward, and it makes the whole sleeve move, making you wonder just how much of the underside of her dick is rubbing against you. You're being extended, being stretched. It no longer matters what that device suctioned onto. Now there is just a potential of you, mingled with her, mixed with her. Alchemy, connection, sublime. You and that pleasure and her cock, the two of you, connected. It suckles and pulls at you. The toy is sucking, sucking. It's rhythmic, pulling, pulling. You look at her. You look at her bouncing her tits and wiggling her hips, and then she thrusts, pushing her cock all the way against you, all the way to the other end of the sleeve where it rubs on you. The two of you rubbing together in a lubricated, aphrodisiac-laden sleeve. The two of you captured inside of it, and it's suctioning you. It's clinging to you. It's like it's a part of you. There is less the touch of your body on hers, and more a kind of soupy, generalized pleasure. And then it grows more specific, more insistent. You look down and see that there is a suckling suction cup right against you, that you are being pulled into the toy enough to completely cover your lower body, completely cover between your legs, even over your thighs a little, as the sleeve expands, and it expands on her too. You moan and look at her, your eyes filling with lust, and you feel her groan and pull back a little. Oh, oh, she's surprised. You look down and see that the suction around her cock is actually shrinking a little. Her length is getting smaller. You grin in lust and thrust forward. You feel bigger. You feel powerful. You feel vital and filled. But whether you're bigger or smaller, and whether she's shrinking or you're growing, you are still grinding against her. So even though her cock has receded, you're able to rub yourself on the head of it, using her as your personal sex toy, using her as something to grind on, derive pleasure from. You feel the pulsing heat, her veins standing proud, the head of her cock is so lubed up. You breathe in. The musk in the air, the smell of sex fills the classroom. You look toward the doorway and see a shimmering purple barrier sealing the room, making sure the two of you won't be interrupted until your contest is done. Do you feel how it shapes itself to your equipment? She asks. It sucks on you. It'll suck on you. It'll pull you in. All the girls here were too shy to use it. They don't really want to end up with cocks if it might interfere with their fertility. But this thing, this device, it's... Well, it's up to you what you want. If you want to submit and give in, you could give me all your length. I'd be so much better to fuck you with. All your vitality, all your energy. Then you would only get pleasure from here. She reaches down and grips the base of her cock, As best she can around the sleeve, she squeezes the base, and you feel her pumping and adding extra pleasure to herself, pleasure that has nothing to do with you, and because it has nothing to do with you, it's pulling pressure out of you. You feel like your lower body is just less important. Her cock is so much more important. You grind on the head of it on purpose. You think about giving her pleasure, and there's a feeling of shrinking. And it's not just between your legs, it's in your mind as well. It's so important that her cock gets pleasured. It's so important that you bring pleasure to that body that's tempting you, pulling you in. You look at her muscled abs, her huge breasts. You look at her body, her curves, her ass jiggling as she thrusts and thrusts. And even though she's not thrusting into your body, she's grinding against you. She's frotting with you inside of that sleeve, the head of her cock rubbing on you. You feel smaller and smaller. But no matter how much you feel like you're shrinking, like your entire lower body's getting less significant, more submissive, she can still grind the head of her cock against you. It'll follow you wherever you go. You look at the sleeve and you see energy flowing from you to her. So you try humping, humping, grinding, grinding, grinding against not just the head of her cock, but the shaft. You feel ground against her, pinned under her, ground down under the length of her cock, her fluids, her corruptive fluids, or her purifying fluids. You know there's not much corruption in there. There's just purified pleasure. Well, you're grinding on her, and your energy flowing into her is making her bigger. Bigger. She started at like 11 inches, but she's bigger and bigger. She's over a foot now, so big. And you're grinding on her, grinding on her. You're less important, less significant. She's bigger and bigger. So you think about that energy flowing toward her, and you decide, do you want to keep letting it flow, or do you want to reverse it? Do you want to pull it back in? Do you want to tug it back into you? You could, but oh, the pleasure. And if you just give in, she'll have such a big cock. But if you overtake, you'll have such a big instrument to fuck her with, take her with, fill her with, sucking that potential out of her and into you. You wonder what spells went into making her cock. You wonder if you could pull them into you, and how both of you would feel if you revealed that you really want to just take her. She was counting on you being subby at heart. Was she right? Or is the temptation of knowing that her cock could be completely drained, and that instead of small and subby like you feel right now, you could feel big and hard and in charge, and she would feel small and subby. She would feel her cock's energy and her vital dominance getting sucked into you. Oh, the things you could do, even if you gave it back afterward. How would she feel? She has so much of her dominance and her will and her ideas bound up in her cock. She thought that just because she made the instrument, she'd be able to run it on you. But you really want to see her laid low. She's built up your desire to see her laid low every time you've played here. What if you reverse the flow? What would a small cocked cumwitch act like? What would you act like if you had a big, magnificent tool like hers, running the whole game in reverse? Yes. You think about the witch. You think about the feel of her hard cock rubbing against you. And you look down, and you thrust hard, banging your hips against the shared sleeve that is sucking on the two of you.